And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. Checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. A lot of you are not doing so good. You have issues. Times are tough. Let's talk about it. I'm not a typical pastor in that I don't have a church. You know, like a building church. My church is the people that I talk to on the radio and chat with on the internet. My church is people around the world that can hear my voice on the radio or read what I'm saying on the internet or watch my YouTube videos. I have 400 of them now. Excellent. So why am I here? Well, I'm a volunteer. I've been doing this for 25 years. I've been on many stations around the country for over 25 years, almost 26. I buy the airtime. I actually pay for the airtime myself. This is an infomercial. I'm only here for 15 minutes once a week. Some of the stations you get like a bonus in the evening, but just figure I'm here right now, and this is the only time you're going to hear me. And I know what I'm talking about, so you really ought to listen up. See, a lot of you are, from time to time, you think about, what's the purpose of my life? Why am I here? What does this all mean? Okay? And some of you go to church, and it's nice. You get to meet other people and, you know, read the Bible, things like that. But something is still missing. Something is missing. See, you have it. You talk about, a lot of people talk about religion. They talk about redemption. They talk about salvation. They talk about all these terms, but something is still missing, and they don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit it to themselves. They don't want to admit it to other people. Okay? Now, the proof positive that something is missing, well, there's a couple of proof positives. There are many proof positives, but I'll just give you one simple one that you can relate to. And incidentally, like I said, be sure to write down the web address because I'm only here once a week. So be sure that you can find me again. Because I have something that's very, 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 very special. I have a very special Christian meditation that will help you to actually reestablish your connection with God. I know those are pompous words, but that's what you need. So you can't find God outside. You can't find him in a book or in a building or in somebody else or anywhere. You can travel to the ends of the earth. But you can find him within. But you don't know how. No one has ever taught you. Because they didn't know how either, for the most part. They didn't know how either. So Christ talked about the blind leading the blind. So there's a lot of well-meaning people. There's a lot of well-meaning people out there. You know, they'll pat you on the back and give you a hug and say nice things and positive things. But you need more than that. You need more than that. Okay? So, like I was saying, you need to re-find your connection with your Creator. And I have a meditation that will help you, and it's free. It's absolutely free. I have several of them. I have one for pain, very beautiful. I have one to help people with anger management and another. And first, the newest one that I have is completely free. Now, what is your problem? Why haven't you found the connection? What is missing? Oh, yes, the proof positive. The proof positive occurs in our relationships with your husband, with your wife, with your kids. If you had that very special something within, if you had that connection with God so that what was the good would flow through you, then you wouldn't have resentment toward your wife or your husband. There wouldn't be hurt feelings like there are now. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm a pastor on the radio and on the internet. And I, you know, can help people all over the world. If you're listening in, if you hear my voice, then you can potentially be helped. Because I have that little something extra. See, that's what you need, a little something extra. Because you've done it all. You've read the books. You've sung the songs. You've done things, but it hasn't been the answer. What you need is the answer, okay? Which is to reconnect with your Creator. Now, why haven't you been able to? Why haven't you been able to? Okay, well, the reason is, there's several reasons, but I'll give them to you very simply. Number one, you get upset too easily. As soon as you get upset, in other words, you get irritated at traffic, you get angry at work, you get irritated, impatient with your kids, you resent your husband, you resent your wife, you resent your neighbor. These emotions, not to mention getting overly excited, okay, getting all excited about something. But when we get older, I mean, young people, you know, they tend to they get excited, don't they? They go to the ball game and yell and scream and cheer when their team wins and they're unhappy when their team loses. But as we get older, well, we become more subtle. But then what? Then what? It's not getting all excited anymore. Then what is it? What are the emotions that interfere with clear seeing and clear thinking and with patience? See, it's resentment. It's anger. It's suppressed anger and resentment and judgment and judgment. See, a lot of people have a problem with judgment. They have a lot of problems with judgment. Okay? They can't see something, a mistake or an error, without judging it. See, a lot of wives can't help but judge their husband. They judge everything that he does. See, well, judgment interferes with your relationship with your Creator. You can't find your Creator if you're resentful, if you're judgmental, if you're angry. You just can't. Because you're not in the right space. See, the emotions rise up and overwhelm your consciousness and pull you down into them. And then you escape into thinking to hide. You hide in daydreams and pipe dreams, and thinking about the past and nostalgia, and of course, worry. You worry and worry and worry. And you don't like worrying, but in a sense, worrying keeps you from realizing the truth. And when we're in our egotistical state, when we're prideful, we don't want to admit we're wrong. See, that's the other problem. So I talked about emotions. The other problem is you don't want to admit you're wrong. You bristle when you're corrected. Most people are almost incapable of saying, I'm sorry. I apologize, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, some people are good at saying it. They say it, but they don't mean it. But to really mean it, okay, to really mean it. But then the other problem, you know what your other problem is? If you're like most people, see, I don't know you personally, but I'm just talking to, you know, most people. The other problem is you try to save yourself. See, you're actually standing in the way of God by trying to save yourself. See, you resent yourself, you get angry at yourself, you roll up your sleeves, you try to clean up the mess that you made, you try to prove that you're a nice person, you try to do nice things, you try and try and try. And what you're doing is trying to save yourself. and that interferes with God's light. You'd be better off if you didn't do anything. You'd be better off if you didn't do anything. See, if you just sat there and realized your sorry state and admitted that you hadn't found the answer, even though you pretended that you had, you haven't, and admit it, okay? And don't try to change the relationship with your kids. See, maybe you don't get along so well with your kids because you bossed them around, you meddled in their life, you were impatient with them. See, and now you feel very guilty. So now you chase after them because you're afraid that you're meddling and you're messing up, or you're not being there for them if you're a dad. You're afraid that they're going to go wrong if they haven't already, and it's your fault. So you chase after them and try to make everything right. You'd be better off if you didn't do anything, if you just sat there, left them alone, and just sat there and then realized the truth. Realize the truth. You know how the truth begins to dawn? The morning after the night before, when you sit quietly. Most people, they can't sit still. They got to reach for something. They got to reach for their iPhone or their smartphone or the television or a magazine or something. They can't sit still, because if they sat still, then the truth would begin to dawn. But that's what you need. That is exactly what you need. Okay? It's like if you have a bad tooth, you have to go to the dentist and have it pulled out. And it's painful. But then you feel much better afterwards. So you need to be able to sit still for the truth, and it's a little bit painful. And you feel the shame and the regret for mistakes you've made, but that's exactly what you need. And my meditation will actually help you to do that. It actually helps you to become still in the light of truth, in the present. Okay? So I encourage you to go to the website and check out my meditation. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Pastor Roland. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good, if you could just learn to not get so upset, if you could calm down. Now, if you calm down, if you really and really and truly calm down, not just suppressing it and hiding it underneath, then, you know, you might feel empty. You might feel listless. But then the truth would begin to dawn upon you. See, as long as you hide and escape into lots of activity, lots of emotions, feelings, substances, excitements, see? And as long as you escape into your iPhone and your television and your movies and your video games, as long as you keep escaping and not even give yourself a second, not even a split second where the truth could shine through your soul and awaken you, as long as you are hiding in your activities, and especially hiding in your emotions and your thinking. See, what happens when you're sitting still? Immediately the thoughts come. And when something is on your mind, you know, if there's some issue that you have to face that you don't want to face or something coming up, then what? Then the thoughts rise up. And they swirl and swirl and whirl and whirl round and round and round your thoughts. All kinds of things, trivia, mindless things, useless things, memories from the past and worrying about things you have to do. See, what those thoughts do, see, is they rise up and they actually save you, quote unquote, from the truth. They keep you from the truth, see. And as long as your attitude inclines toward not wanting to face the truth, as long as your attitude inclines in that direction, then you will welcome those thoughts and you will escape into them and submerge yourself in them and hide in them, you see? But if at some moment, perhaps by hearing someone like me, okay, at some moment, and by sheer suffering, see, the sheer suffering is what brings most of us to the point where we're ready to admit some things and face the truth. So suffering has a value. It brings us to the point where some people will cry out. See, in your need, in your emptiness, when you're sitting there, you don't reach for your iPhone and you don't reach for the video game or for the magazine. In your emptiness, then you suddenly have a need for love. Your body aches for life. See. And in that need, see, then God can answer that need. But as long as you fill everything up yourself, you fill every moment, and your pride is always looking for some way to save itself and to come up with some other scheme or some other something or other, to clean up the mess that you made or meddle in somebody else's lives or prove how good a person you are, as long as you're busy doing that, the God's light cannot get through to save you. Okay? So you need salvation. So you see why you must learn to live on an even keel. But you'll only be able to do that if you begin to incline toward the truth, incline toward wanting to know the purpose for your existence, incline toward wanting to know why you're in the mess that you are. Or if you're not in a mess, if you know you got plenty of money and nice things and everything and still something is missing, then the question is, why? Now, some of you men, your wife and your kids are, maybe communication is not so good. Now, with your wife, well, she's secretly unhappy. You may know it or you may not know it. Because you're missing something. You miss something. You don't have something that she needs. Maybe you bring her flowers or take her on vacation. But she needs something else. What she needs is, she needs to come through you. Agape love from the Father. The Father she's never known. See, undoubtedly her Father wasn't there for her. She needs to see that come through you. Of course a woman can find it directly. But it'd be so much nicer since you're married if the good came through you. And you can only do that when you begin to cry out to your Creator and seek for the patience that you don't have, the love that you don't have, the something extra that you don't have. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free. It's complimentary. It's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Life could be oh so sweet and oh so good if you could find your Creator. Okay, and that's what I'm here to help you with. Now, so far it's been a little bit of love today from me, but that's what you need. You don't need more people telling you how wonderful you are and how great you are, and you know, more people coming with their trivia. Do you realize that trivia can keep you from salvation? Do you realize that? All of the people, they come and they talk. And see, people get good at that as they get older. See, a lot of times kids and teens, teens are kind of quiet. They don't know what to say. They don't want to say anything that's phony. But as we get older, we learn as we go out into the world and have to get along with people. We learn that if you just talk foolish, silly things about what you did, what you had for breakfast, what you saw while you were driving, what the weather's doing, what the sports is, what's happening with sports, if you just talk with an endless patina of foolish, silly, useless things, that people seem to kind of like that. Everybody just gets along on this super shallow level. But just bear in mind that a lifetime of that can keep you from, well, it can keep you from salvation. Okay? It doesn't mean that we can't be friendly with people and have social discourse and get along and be kind and, you know, do all those things. It doesn't mean that. But it just means that you mustn't use it to get, you mustn't get lost in it. That's all. Don't get lost in it. Stand back from it. See, you need help. So now I've given you so many clues in this program. You should listen to it again and again and again. But I've given you so many clues. Basically, now you need a little extra help. You're so used to escaping into your thinking, escaping into imagination. You're so used to being pulled into your emotions. And you're so used to looking to your thinking for answers. See, that's the other thing. There's no answers in thinking when it comes to the important things in life. What you need is you need to realize. See, realize when you sit there and say, oh my God, or when you sit there and say, now I see. Okay, it's wordless. You just wordlessly see. You just all of a sudden know something. You realize something. Okay, it's called a realization. That's what you need. See, I'm trying to make you aware that other people, you can't get it from other people. Sure, you can encounter someone like me if I talk, I might help to wake you up. Or you might have a true friend that tells you the truth, see, and that tends to wake you up. But otherwise, what you really need is to wake up and begin to realize answers. See, the plant, for example, the plant has a relationship with the sun. The plant puts up his leaves and receives the light and warmth from the sun. You could say that the plant realizes the sun, absorbs the sun, and then can make fruit and leaves and wonderful things. Well, that's what you need. You need to learn the art of meditating as I teach. Not any meditation, but a special meditation that teaches you how to get out of thinking and then receive God's light. That's what you need. Just like a plant receives the light of the sun, you need to go in your room and close the door and sit still and realize God's light. I'm going to be publishing a book about, there was a beautiful book called The Spiritual Guide by Michael Bellino's, written like 300 years ago. It's very beautiful, and he was a Christian mystic, and he wrote a Christian classic called The Spiritual Guide. And I'm going to be publishing something about that very soon. But you see, he understood all of this. He knew about becoming still, about being quiet, about getting out of thinking, about not looking to thinking for answers. It says in the Bible, lean not on your own understanding. He understood all that. You need to find what he found. And I can help you with the proper meditation. It's so simple. It's very, very simple. All you need to do is get out of your thinking and out of your imagination and come back to the present and realize God's presence in the present. And then begin to have insights. See? But of course, the first thing you'll see is your own wrong. So you have to have an attitude where you're willing to admit you're wrong. See? Not to other people, but, well, to God. So, yes, it is tough love. That's the first thing you're going to get is tough love. Okay? And so, yeah, it's a little bit painful when you stop escaping and sit still and realize, then you'll have to see your own resentment, your own selfishness, your own phoniness, your own nothingness. But for the soul that wants to come back to God, for the soul that wants to come clean, okay, and is sick and tired of living a lie, for that soul, it's very beautiful. But you know what? While you're there, and then in God's light, you see your own wrong, you also realize that you're seeing it in God's light. So you realize God's light is there, and His light is there showing you. So you're not alone with your problem anymore. See, you've always struggled all alone with your problems. Now, if you realize that God is there, and in His light you see you're wrong, then it's no longer so bad because you know that He's there. So you see you're wrong, you regret it, you feel a little bit sad, a little ashamed of what you did, okay, of your resentments and secret hostility toward people and things like that. You see them. And then you're sorry, and then all of a sudden you realize that God has forgiven you. It's no longer an issue. Then you move on. And then the birds sing more sweetly, and the sky is blue, and the puffy white clouds float in the blue sky, and life is good. Okay? Life is so good when you come clean. Those of you who are getting the 15-minute program around the country, please go to talktoapastor.org so you can listen to the whole 30-minute program, because in the second half of the program, in other words, the second 15 minutes, I talked about my free meditation, I talked about how salvation begins, I talked about some very, very wonderful things that can help you get your new year off to a good start. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.